Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started. I appreciate you getting on the call, and for anybody that happens to be listening to the recording of this call, the folks that I've asked to be on it are real estate students from Ontario, and I am doing this call mainly for one purpose, and that's to get it into the hands of all of the other folks that are in Ontario, because we've had some people that are struggling, people tell them they can't do it, and having trouble finding attorneys and all that other junk that, frankly, we hear a lot, but seems more in Ontario than any place else, because they just seem to be an extremely skeptical bunch over there for some reason. So we're going to see what we can do to curb that today by talking to some folks that are actually there and they're doing some deals, and we will literally talk freely. Got no secrets. We have not prepared for this call. In fact, they don't even know why we're doing this call, do you guys?
Nope.
All right. That's right.
Okay, well, I just told you why. Jay, are you on this call yet?
Yes, I was able to dial in. I'm here, Ron.
All right, I want you guys to meet Jay Connor. You saw him at the live training, and it just so happens that Jay's down here in my office today for a half a day consulting as a Platinum Inner Circle member, and we just destroyed his life, didn't we, Jay?
Yes, I'd just say the fear factor has kicked in.
Jay and I have spent the last 4 hours building an information marketing business for him, which incidentally I'm willing to do with all of you folks when you get to the point to where you feel like you're ready to actually make a bunch of money doing something besides real estate or in addition to real estate. Jay, you might want to remind everybody listening to this call what real estate has meant to you in the year 2010, just for the heck of it.
Oh, my lands, Ron. Well, you know, I came into your world about 6 years ago, but in 2010, I had a seven-figure year from buying and selling houses. And my definition of a seven-figure year is that's not gross income. That's money left over in your pocket from profit. So, and that's thanks to you, Ron, from the teachings that I started out with you on.
All right. So we have a real-life example of someone who's surmounted the hurdles and who's doing it and not sitting around whining about how life sucks and everybody says, I can't do it. I want to remind you before we go any further, if you're listening to this call, that you are listening to people that aren't doing it that are telling you you can't do it. So they are correct. You can't do it if you do what they do. So let me start by letting everybody introduce themselves that are on the call today and then a little bit about you and what you're doing in your business. And everybody that we're talking to has attended my boot camp, and everybody who gets this message has likely done the same. So we're talking to a very select group here. However, I think I will get this message out to both the Alberta group as well as the Toronto group. But for today, I only ask Ontario folks to be on here with one exception, and that is Andrea, if I'm not mistaken. So Andrea, are you on here?
I am, Ron.
Well, why don't you just start? Who are you?
Okay. Well, my name's Andrea Workington, and I'm in Red Deer, Alberta. Red Deer is a town of about 90,000 people. And since I attended your training in Edmonton in October 2009, I have done 17 deals. 16 of those have been by agreement for sale. Some of them I have used zero money, none at all, to buy a house, not even a deposit fee. And then I bought one house with private financing as well. So I've got a full-time personal assistant, and I've got a contract sales guy to help me with the rent-to-owns. And not only have I done all those deals in this last year and a bit, but I also sold my own house on to a rent-to-own tenant, and I'm now living in a house that I bought by an agreement for sale.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea, what is your background, just for the heck of it? What did you do before I met you?
Well, I have been a RAIN member for the last 5 years, and before I met you, Ron, I had maybe seven properties. So in 4 years, seven properties, 1 year and a bit, another 17. So
go.
It's definitely jump-started my business. Otherwise, I have two young kids at home. And before I had kids, I was a police officer in Vancouver. So
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, hey, Ron, this is Brian and Lynette Wolf, too.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were on here.
Oh, of course you're going to be on here. And Andrea and I had about an hour-long conversation, and she filled me in. What an amazing story. I mean, she was tough cop on some tough streets, and she took that toughness and she applied it to this business, and we're just so proud and amazed of her success. I can't tell you how proud I am of her.
There's probably a lot to be said with that mental toughness that comes along with being a police officer, and holy crap, I can't imagine why anybody would want to do that.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, I'm glad somebody's doing it. That's all I can say. Yep. All right, let's move on down, guys. Just introduce yourselves and just do what Andrea did, and whoever wants to go next.
It's Robert Wilkie here from Kitchener, Waterloo, Ontario.
Okay, Robert.
I was formerly a school teacher, and I've been a RAIN member for 6 or 7 years now. I've got 14 or 15 properties that I've owned previous to starting your program, Ron. And I've joined together with a couple of other investors, Marco Santoro and Mo Hansrud, who are also, we work together as a team. We've opened up an offices. We've hired a full-time personal assistant. We've got three part-time people making phone calls to FSBOs, and we've bought one place, which we're just about to sell. We have about $100,000 in equity in that one. That's our first one, and we're basically now set and ready to roll to do a bunch more. We've had a bunch of organization things that had to be done, and those are pretty much in place. So now we're just set up and ready to get going.
And you were in the October event, right?
Was that the October event? And
yeah.
And
which
yep.
is what? How long has that been? About 3-4 months now, right?
Three months.
Okay.
That was the end of October, 1st of November.
Yeah. Actually, it was the end of October, wasn't it? So it has been 3.5 months. And then, of course, there was Christmas and New Year's in the middle, so there goes
Christmas
a month.
New Year's and,
okay.
And your business seminar and the seminar down in Las Vegas. So.
Yeah. So you had your hands full. All right, so you got your systems in place. You got your organization set up. You already got one deal that you're about to sell and pop $100,000 on.
Yeah.
And so you're ready to take off and make this year a big one.
We are. Yeah,
right.
We're extremely excited about what we're doing and about the whole program. I think the thing we're most excited about is all the systems, that you have put into place, over time, and that we're just wanting to copy exactly as you have indicated that they should be.
And speaking of systems, while I got Jay Connor on the phone, which I didn't really plan, it just worked out that he was here at the end of our consulting today. I had to do this call. So, Jay, could you just comment a little bit on the system that you have set up to get your buyer's list built by driving people into a 24-hour recorded message? That would be
sure.
A good thing to get on this call.
Sure, I'm glad to do it. And of course, I don't know if everybody on the call here has got a copy or knows how to get a copy of our book. But
yes, before we go any further, has anybody on this call do not have my new Masters of Real Estate book?
Yes, I tried to get it, but I couldn't get it.
Well, yes, you can, because you can go to recessionproofron.com and download it. Or order. I ain't going to send it to you, though, for $4.77 shipping, so just download and print your own.
Okay.
Recessionproofron.com. And by the way, guys, you all should write down that website, because that is our landing page to capture thousands of new leads that we're going to be generating here shortly. And you might even want to just go through that whole site. Now, you guys don't really need the products that are in there, but you might want to go through that whole site just to see how that it's done, because there's two upsell products on that site. And my Platinum Inner Circle members like Jay this year are going to be all working on creating their own presentations like that. And there's a whole lot of back-end things that you won't see on there that we're not going to discuss right now. But anyway, go there, and that is a site where I give away a CD on foreclosures and that master's book downloadable. So you can all go there and get it. And Jay, you're in chapter 7, in case you
forgot. Chapter 7. And I was going to say, just to let the folks know, that chapter 7, page 71 in the book, goes into quite a bit of detail as to how I use the 24-hour recorded messages to build the buyer's list. And all it is in a nutshell is what I have discovered through testing over some period of time is that Still today, even as important as the internet is, still today, when I advertise a toll-free number, that I put in front of that number 24-hour free recorded message, I get 7 times the number of responses of people even dialing that number versus people just dialing a regular number, because they know on the front end they can bail out at any time. They don't have to talk to a live person. They're going to be listening to a recorded message, so it's very, very soft. But what's really, really cool about the system is that regardless as to whether they leave a message or not at the end of my message, of me talking about the houses that we have for sale in my programs and such, I automatically capture their phone number. So now since they called me, guess what? I get to call them back. So here's what's really interesting. We sell more houses to people who do not leave a message than to people who do leave a message. Because most people aren't going to leave a message. But here's what happens, and this is very important. When people dial the number, and it may be a generic ad that I'm running in the newspaper. I'm still old school. I run ads in the newspaper, you know. Owner financing, no banks needed, that type of thing that y'all are familiar now from Ron's training. When they dial that number, immediately when they hang up, a text message is texted to my assistant who talks to all my buyers. She immediately calls them back and says something to the effect of, "Hello, this is Kim. I work with Jay Connor, and we just got a notification that you dialed our toll-free, free-recorded message that you're interested in looking at a home with owner financing. What area are you looking for?" So now they just got a huge wow effect of, my lands, these people just called me right back, and then off they go, and they're looking at the houses that we have available. So that toll-free recorded message system is still very, very important in my world of marketing.
Okay. All right. And so you built your buyer's list just by driving people into that voicemail.
Absolutely. My total target area, my whole county only has 65,000 people. My target area is about 40,000 of people in my area that I buy and sell houses. And we consistently get an average of 200 new callers a month to the free recorded message hotline of people wanting to buy our houses. So there's not a shortage of buyers.
How do you drive people into the voicemail box?
Well, I use telephone classified ads.
Yep.
I'm still old school from some old training you did. I still use bandit signs. They go out at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. They're picked up on Sunday night after 5 o'clock. The only thing that sign says is the same thing my classified ad says: owner financing. Owner financed homes. No banks needed. And then it's a local cell phone. I have the toll-free number on that bandit sign, and it goes to the recording for the bandit signs. So those two right there primarily is where we get all the calls, newspaper and the 18x24-inch signs.
And of course, you'd put that phone number on anything else that you put out, and you could also, I've seen a lot of successful campaigns, guys, with a website with a phone number in the middle of it.
Absolutely. Now, here's something also interesting.
To make them call to record a message.
Here's also something interesting. We put up a fresh ad every day in my local market on Craigslist.com. Here's what's interesting. Of course, the people can respond to Craigslist by the email because they're looking at the computer, but we also put up the 24-hour free recorded message hotline. We still have 27% of our respondents from Craigslist call the toll-free number instead of emailing us. So we found the more ways people can respond, of course, the higher response we're going to get.
Guys, I don't know whether you know what he just said or not, but what he just said was that there's still a certain amount of population who'd much rather pick up the telephone than putz around with email. You're speaking with one of them. So anyway, let's move on. Jay and I, for your information, write this down as well. On February the 19th, Jay is also going to do a live all-day seminar in Atlanta on his private lending system that he used to get over $2 million worth of private money this past year. And, Jay, you don't know this because we didn't discuss this, but you're going to be simulcasting that as well, most likely, so that our folks from Canada can tune in without having a truck in their butt all the way down to Atlanta.
Super.
Would you make said note?
I will make said note.
Yeah. You ain't going to think it's so super when I tell you what that costs, but just write that down. All right. So you guys set aside that day, February the 19th, and you'll be able to tune in. Or you can come down to Atlanta if you want to. A good time to come down to Atlanta if you live in Ontario, that's for sure. So anyway, Jay does have a unique system, and we've just sitting here putting together a whole new program for him, and it includes a product, and he's taping that all-day seminar to create a product that he will then create seven-figure annual incomes from on the back end with a system I'm helping him put together. So let's move on here if we can. Who else we got on the line? Who's next?
Barry Zirin. I'm from Cornwall, Ontario, about 46,000 people. I'm a RAIN member since 2006. I own three rental properties. Mm-hmm. And I took your course in October, Ron, and I bought my first junker on December the 4th, and it just closed January 10th. So we're just getting started. The contractor's getting started in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a point. I'm just looking for help to promote it. Yeah.
You going
to
make some money?
Oh, yeah. I bought it for $60. We have an after repaired value of $119. And
repair cost?
$15,000.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Chief.
Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
That
even works in Canadian money.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I had a few challenges, though. I had a potential money partner lined up, 70% loan to value. I sent her for independent legal advice, and the lawyer scuttled the deal. I had offered 15% interest, and
why?
Well, to get her on board, and she was. She was really sold on the idea, I felt, and the lawyer, he wanted her to go for a 50-50 partnership. And I said, well, I think you're getting some bad advice. Like, for me to find the deal, buy the property, renovate, deal with the contractors, and then sell it, I wasn't willing to give up 50%. So
right.
she was kind of taken back a little bit, but it was just before Christmas, and she said, well, let's just wait and see. I'll be in on the next one. And
To be honest with you, I'm glad you lost her because you've ruined her.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to hear the 15% come out of your mouth ever again. And just so you'll know, more interest does you more harm than good.
Exactly.
And the minute you said 15%, especially at today's rates, you automatically raised the doubt in the minds of the people you're working with, including the attorney. You can get money at a single-digit rate just as easy as you can get it at a double-digit rate. Jay, do you agree or disagree?
I agree 100%. The highest I've paid anybody in the past year is 8%.
Wow.
I rest my case. Well, of course, now he's an American, so this doesn't apply to you guys out there. Right?
Well, I even interviewed a mortgage broker, and I asked him about private finance.
Wrong.
Well,
no mortgage brokers.
No?
No. You do not get money from mortgage brokers, and you do not get it from professional lenders. You get it from ordinary people.
Yeah.
That's why when you're offering them a 7% return and they're getting a 0.05% return at the bank, you're doing them a huge favor.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So
okay.
Quit, you
yep.
know, more is not better in this case.
Okay.
All right, so I'm glad you got your first one working.
Yep.
And I assume you're going to be at J Seminar on the 19th.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, one way or another. All right, who else we got on here?
Aaron Moore's here from Toronto.
Aaron, you got Christina with you?
No, she's on a course today, unfortunately.
Oh, no, because we'd much rather talk to her.
I know how it is.
All right. Well, listen, while you're here, everybody owes you a great big hug. Did you guys get my email yet about Aaron and Christina?
No.
All right, well, you're going to, because these two folks have found you an attorney that'll do agreement for sales for you in Ontario.
Oh, I'll actually admit it was someone else from RAIN, but I'll take the credit for it on this
one. Oh, it wasn't you?
Well, it was me, too, yeah. But I.
Okay. So someone else found it, and you're taking the credit. Well, that's
exactly.
Fair. All right. You want to give out that name? I think I have it. Actually, I have it here. And, by the way, just so you'll know, we did call Scott, and he does do agreement for sales, and he's happy to do them. And out of his own mouth, Aaron, he says the only reason all the rest of them don't do it because they don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So his name is Scott Rushman, or Pushman.
Pushman.
P-U-S-H-M-A-N. And his phone number is 905- 905-686-1711. 905-686-1711. Aaron, you want to describe your relationship with him and what he's done?
Well, you know, just, you know, I was introduced to him from someone else at Rain, and I, you know, just had a quick chat with him, you know, made sure he was on board for agreement for sale, just made sure he was, just made sure he had experience with them. So now, in the meantime, I've bought a cash deal property, used him, so just developing the relationship, so he's
perfect.
You know.
Perfect. And I will tell you that I had Steve Deuce call him yesterday, and Scott was a very nice guy that struck Steve, and he said, yeah, I welcome the business, and I'm happy for referrals. So when you guys see Aaron, you owe him a big sloppy kiss. Now, has anybody else on this call found an attorney that'll do agreement for sales? Because now's the time to tell us. No? All right. Well, as you get out there and look, I want you to make sure that I'm aware of them so I can pass them on. I will call the attorney and verify that it's okay to release his name before we do that. So don't worry about that. And while I'm on that subject, I know all you guys are going to call Scott. Am I correct?
Yep.
Am I correct? All right. Well, please respect his time and make sure if you're on this call, you're the person that needs to call him. But obviously he's not there to train you. He's not Brian and Lynette. He's not the mentor. He's there to do your legal stuff. So I would assume that I don't have to have this sermon with you, do I?
Nope.
All right. Just pretend you're him. Okay.
Well, when I first found my first attorney, Ron, I paid him kind of a ridiculous amount of money to sit down with me and go over everything and make sure he was on board. But the great thing, and this is like the last, you know, when you are giving them money, they want to work for you. But if you're just trying to pick their brain, they will get sick of you quickly.
Yeah.
So we want to respect this guy, like you said.
And guys, I got to suspect that that's what's the problem with Hinchy is, because Hinchy apparently has turned sour on us. And between you and me, I would hope that it doesn't get any further than this. I think Hinchy's problem is the gal that he's got in the front of his office. She was sour from the beginning, it seems like, because Michael sure did not strike me as that kind of guy. I don't know what happened to him, and honestly, at this point, I don't care, and neither should you. What did I teach you about dealing with people who want to deal with you and whack the rest at lightning speed? That's exactly what we're doing here. And incidentally, that will not be probably the last attorney that you will whack. So has anybody on here done any business with Michael?
No.
No? All right.
Nope.
All right. Well, Aaron, go ahead. What's going on in your world right now?
Well, just starting up my mentorship with the Wolves and getting off your boot camp, your first boot camp. Got a couple deals, within a month and a half after that. So I got two deals. Both of them have about 100 grand spread between the purchase price and the ARV.
Wow.
I closed on one of them yesterday.
To buy it or sell it?
I bought it yesterday, took possession.
Okay. How'd you buy it, Aaron?
You know, I bought this one cash, just ugly house for $60,000.
Yep.
And you know, it was a lead through direct mail. Someone called me. I think, you know, the main thing is I looked back at some of my mentorship reports that I hand in every week, and I had a couple weeks, November, December, where I was getting over 40 and 50 calls coming in, like for more than 3 weeks in a row. And then I slowed things down for the around holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you got that many calls coming in, you can't help but get something.
Right. All right, so you go ahead. You bought it for cash. What do you use your money?
I used my money this time just because I'm learning the Ron private money ways right now.
Well, you should be an expert. You've been at it 3 months already. So
that's right.
So what's your exit strategy going to be?
Just going to fix it, and it'll sell. You know, we can sell it cash out.
Yeah. You're not worried about selling it. So how much are you going to spend on fixing it?
Oh, $15,000 to $20,000. It's just a condo townhouse. No exterior rentals needed.
And what do you think the sales price is going to be?
Well, $150,000 to, you know, $160,000, $170,000.
So you're going to have $75,000 in it and sell it for $150,000 to $170,000?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a spreadsheet to see if that'll work.
I'll have to check my numbers to make sure it works.
All right. You got a second deal you got, too?
Yeah, and there's another one I got. It's a more expensive price point. I close on it in about a month. It's buying for 260, and they sell, you know, 350, 360 around the corner, same type of properties.
Does it need repairs?
Yeah, it'll need repairs as well. I'll probably put, you know, 30, 35 in this one.
All right. What have you done to attract people that you can take over their debt and do agreement for sales on?
Yeah, I've started, like, actually this week, so yesterday and so Tuesday, Wednesday, I put in two offers on places, and these were agreement for sale style offers. So, I don't have one accepted yet. I made them good till Friday because people, you know, needed to.
Yeah, give them the numbers on 16 Athena, would you? That's the one you got, agreement for sale,
sure.
$180,000.
Sure. Let me just.
That was the one. The comps came in at $260,000. We're good.
Yeah.
You put it under agreement for sale for $180,000.
Right. So, you know, the lady, you know, this is another fixer-upper property, but the mortgage is at $179,000. The ARV is about $260,000, and you know, verbally we've got an agreement for I take over the mortgage plus give her $3,000 moving money, and she's good with that. I just gave her that on Tuesday.
So you've closed on it?
No, I just gave her the offer. So,
haven't
got it signed. This is
in the contract yet. Yeah.
You know, verbally she's, you know, verbally she's good with the concept.
Okay.
She's just taking a couple of days getting her grandmother, who's on title, to sign.
All right. So then you're going to buy an agreement for sale.
That's right.
All right. So you're going to Scott's going to close it.
That's
and Ron, he got. How did you get that deal? That was the paid AdWords, right?
That was Google AdWords. That one.
Driving them to your site?
To my website, yes.
Okay. What is your website, Aaron, if you don't mind everybody taking a look at it?
Sure. It's basically the exact same as Ron's, but it's gtahousebuyers.ca.
Jeez, that's good. That's a good site. I mean, that's a good URL.
I like
Okay. Andrea, do you have a website?
Yeah, I've got a couple of websites. My website for buying houses is ibuyhousesreddeer.ca.
Very good.
And,
that's a good URL.
And then my website for selling is renttoowntoday.ca.
Renttoowntoday, also a very good URL.
Very good.
All right. Who else wants to give out your websites while we're at it? Let's just go around the horn. Who else got one? Oh. Don't all
Hey, Ron, this is Jay. I'll be glad to give out mine.
Go ahead, Jay.
For buying houses, my website is jaybuyshousesfast.com. That's J-A-Y, jaybuyshousesfast.com. And then for my selling site, it's jwillfinanceyou.com.
And those are two good sites you guys ought to go look at and steal some ideas from. And my sites are jackshomehunters.com. That's J-A-X, homehunters.com. And jackshomedeals.com. Jackshomedeals.com is my selling site. You'll find both of those sites very simple. You can steal them if you wish. In fact, they're both FFN sites.
What was the first one, Ron?
Jackshomehunters.com.
I remember Ron's in Jacksonville, so he puts J-A-X. People
correct.
Down in Jacksonville know that.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's why I have to spell it out for you. Wouldn't have to spell it out here.
Right.
Also, guys, you'll see an investor button on both of those, how to get a high rate of return for one. And that takes them to my private lending letter. And if they get to the end of that letter, they fill out a little form, and then I contact them because they already know what private lending is about and they want to talk about it. You should have that on your sites. And then on my selling site, you'll see an investor button, but that's not what it's about. It takes them to my portion of my site that builds the list for wholesale buyers. So the investor means a different thing on that site. And go to the sites, play around with them, and you know they're not there's nothing fancy about them, that's for sure. But that's all a site's supposed to do: attract attention and capture the information and get them to respond. That's all it's supposed to do. All right, Aaron, anything else you want to add here before we move on?
Well, I think I've said enough for now, unless there's any questions.
Well, we'll get to that when we get around the horn. Who is next? Who else we got on here?
Hi, Ron. This is Kevin Gitchalian from Toronto.
Go ahead, Kevin.
All right. I've been an investor in Rain for the last couple of years. I own a few properties in the Kitchener and Cambridge area. I took your course in October, and Steve Deuce is my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working, this is the fourth deal right now that I'm working on. The first two fell through. The last one is just, the guy's just sort of dragging his heels. So listening to the numbers that other folks are talking about, mine doesn't sound quite so impressive, but it's a townhouse in Richmond Hill, and I can take over their mortgage for about $273,000, and I think the R is around $295,000, but I have to verify it with probably an appraisal.
Okay. Well, is that your first deal?
It will be my first deal, yeah. I was one of the folks that was trying to deal with Michael Hinchey, and I talked to Steve about that a couple days ago, and he gave me Mr. Pushman's information, so I'm going to give him a call and make sure that I know how to go and close this deal.
Good. All right. Well, I think you're going to find a big difference between Scott and Michael. So I think Scott, Aaron, you bear me out here. I think Scott's going to work to help you get this thing closed, not work to keep you from closing it.
My belief.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, good. You're on your way then with your first one. How did you find that deal?
FSBO calls. I had been making some calls myself. I had some challenges finding someone to make calls, offering, you know, $3 per script and $250 bonus. But then I found someone who's a friend who does telemarketing as a job. And what I did to start her off is I guaranteed her $15 an hour for the first couple of evenings of calling. So she was happy to do it. She's getting about 3 completed scripts per hour, so it's costing me about $5 per completed script, which I'm happy to pay to get the leads.
If she's getting 3 completed scripts per hour, she's sure taking a lot of time doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why it's taking her so long. Lynette?
Yes.
What's your experience in the time it would take to fill out property information sheet like that once you get them on the telephone? Maybe
once you get them on the phone, we're on and off the phone within 1 or 2 minutes.
Well, not for the whole
lead
script, you're
quality,
not.
Though. I mean, and you're going to sense that. You got to do your pre-screening. And, I mean, there's key questions that you're going to ask, like when are you looking to move, and certain things are going to tip you off how motivated they are. And, guys, if it's somebody who's motivated, it's worth spending the time. So, I mean, I will spend 10, 15 minutes on the phone with somebody who I think this is going to definitely turn into a deal. But if, you know, but if it's not a good lead, if it's a suspect and not a prospect, then, 1 or 2 minutes, and you usually have a pretty good sense of it.
Oh, I would agree with that. Shouldn't be on the phone with a suspect more than 1 minute, as far as I'm concerned. But you know what? I guess if you get 3 prospect property information sheets filled out an hour, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a pretty good average. Considering some of that hour went by just trying to reach people.
Yeah, so that's including, you know, looking at the leads and trying to reach people. And the first couple of times, there were a lot of folks that not answering the phone or, you know, just not able to get a hold of. So I'm hoping that the numbers get better. She's just started. She's done probably 4 hours of calls and got the 3 per hour. So we'll see if she improves.
And right. Kevin, are you using the closing call scripts to close the deals then?
Yes, I am.
All right, and in case there's anybody listening that does not have my CD to teach you how to find and train these people, go to ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O, and you'll find 2 CDs on there for you can download, and one of them is how to find people to call FSBOs for you, and the other is how to pre-screen pretty houses once they fill out the form for you. So you can get some more clarity on that. Both of them are really, really good lessons, and they're both free to you. So that's ronlegrand.com/FSBO. All right, who else have we missed here? Who has not spoken yet? Jerry Greer, are you on the phone?
Yeah, Jerry talked.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Jerry said hello earlier. Jerry?
No, Jerry Zirin. Zirin.
Oh, that was other Jerry. Okay.
Okay, so Jerry Greer is not on the phone. How about Marco, Mo, and Robert?
Robert already talked.
I spoke.
Okay,
yep.
I talked to Robert.
Robert, right. Could you give out your website?
It's not live yet.
Okay, I know you were real close on that.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be live already, but the guy that's working on it, they're FFN sites, but they're anyway, he's not finished.
Well, do you mind if by the time people get this message, it might be hot, and even if it's not, they can write it down, check in later.
Okay.
Well, I did want to say, and Marco and Mo, though, on the way that they've made a commitment. They've set up their systems. They've made a commitment, and they're making money. And that's a big thing where people sometimes can't get over that hump early on, where you just make, and that's the way we started this business. We saw Ron. We knew this was going to work. We made a commitment to do it, and there was no turning back. We burned the boats. And that was a big key to our success. And, Robert, you guys are doing great with that.
Thank you.
Robert, before we forget it, what is that URL?
Okay. There's two of them for the two different sites. So the house buying site, for sale by owner dash, this is a fairly long one, Kitchener, KITCHENER, Cambridge, CAMBRIDGE, Guelph, GUELPH.com. And the
All second, right. Go. Well, you know what? What's the first thing we're going to tell him about that?
You got to be able to tell people your website just in one word,
yeah.
And hopefully they don't have to spell it. And
you guys don't even write down that stupid URL because he ain't going to have it very long. You go get yourself a reasonable URL that makes sense. Did you hear the rest of them on here? Listen, I'm not kidding. Go get a URL.
Yeah,
and I want to know what that site's about in the title of that site.
And something you can tell your server at a restaurant, and they'll actually maybe remember it,
yeah.
You know, without you spelling it. That's,
okay.
Yeah. And, guys, you know, there's an awful lot of URLs that are taken down here, but they're wide open for you in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody ought to go check and see if I Buy Houses is gone. Or We Buy Houses, or We Buy Homes, or I Buy Homes, and all of those kind of simple sites. And Homes for Sale, or, you know, check into those things. I don't know that they're taken up there. Because those sites are gold to you, absolute gold. In fact, if I were you guys, I'd be looking for cool sites like that and tie them up even if I didn't intend to use them.
Okay, well, we'll check them out.
All right. So get yourself a decent URL. I don't even want to know what the other one is.
It's just as long.
Oh, oh, God almighty. I'd be asleep before I get it written down here. All right. Is there anybody else that we've missed here that's on the call?
Bonnie from Toronto.
Oh, Bonnie. Hi,
hey.
How are you, Bonnie? Talk
I've
to
been
me.
Pretty quiet because I haven't made any deals, so I'm just listening.
Okay, well, how'd you get on the call then? Did Dolores invite you? All right.
See, the thing is, I am working on it. So right. I make a commitment that my birthday is January 27th. So
well, happy birthday.
Well, it's in a couple of weeks, but I'm working on getting a deal done before my birthday. So this
Very good.
That will be my birthday gift.
That happens to be the same day that we're having an auction down here in Jacksonville with probably 60 houses on it. So,
cool.
I'm going to be thinking about you on your birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
Ron, is Gideon on the call? Gideon, he's the one who bought the condo in Toronto for $131,000. Gideon? Okay, he did an agreement for sale. Is it okay if I run through this real fast? Ron?
Yeah, go ahead. Dolores, did we invite Gideon or did we know about him? I don't know.
Yes, I sent him an email, but he never responded back to me.
Yes.
I think he's actually out of the country, Dolores.
Oh, okay.
All right, so tell us about it, Lynette.
Well, he purchased a condo in Toronto with an agreement for sale, $131,000, and he actually sold it to a rent-owned buyer for $146,000, and the rent-owned buyer put $27,000 down, and he's got a little bit of cash flow. Now, he also had a second property that he bought with an agreement for sale. On the second property, it was $316,000. He sold it for $346,000. He bought it for $316,000, sold it to the rent-owned buyer for $346,000. The rent-owned buyer put $25,000 down. and they put the rental and buyer through some pre-qualification. It looks like they're going to cash out in the next 9 months.
So he's taking more down than he actually has for spread.
Right.
The first one, yeah. Not on the second one, but yeah, the first one.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. I'm really proud of him.
Well, what's he going to do, though, if they cash him out? He's going to have to come to closing with cash, isn't he?
Yes, and he already put that into a separate bank account,
okay,
and he's
out,
well aware of that.
But generally, guys, I mean, whatever you get down from your lease purchase buyers is or your rent-owned buyers, that's usually just cash in your pocket, depending on the spread, and this was an unusual deal. But we always want you to say what's the most you can put down, and if people are willing to offer you a lot down, I mean, then you've got more cash to work with. So,
well, those
you know,
are two great examples of getting a bunch of front money and money, but I don't want anybody to be taking money that doesn't belong to them, and I wanted you to tell me that he's putting that money in an escrow account,
right?
Because
yeah,
if they do buy, he will have to bring it to the table just to pay off the underlying debt. If
right,
they don't buy, of course, then he can call it his money. So
yeah,
common sense.
And he did put it in a separate bank account.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
And by the way, Ron, Lynette's birthday is January 18th.
Oh, honey.
Present to come and arrive at our door from you.
All right, everybody write that down. Make sure that both Lynette and Bonnie get called on their birthday.
That would be very nice.
Or, of course, if they get great big presents in the mail, they're okay with that as well.
Yeah.
They should send me leads. They should send me owner financing leads.
All right. There you go. All right, guys. I want everybody to comment on how many of you have had trouble finding lawyers to work with, or if you've even attempted to, or have we covered that enough? Anybody
we've
have
covered that
on?
Enough, I think.
All right. So what other issues have you discovered and conquered between now and the time we met? Who wants to talk about that?
I found, okay, so this is Bonnie, and I found that when I talked to the fishbowl, like I did for a period of time talk to the seller, people who call me, and I found that it's quite hard to convince them with doing owner financing, like the AFS approach, so agreement for sale, take over that approach.
Mm-hmm. And my guess is that you got one or two issues that are the problem, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
A, you are approaching the wrong people to begin with.
Okay.
And B, you talk too much.
Okay.
Which is it? Or is it both?
I guess, you know, definitely I can improve on what I should talk to them about. Plus, I think it's the target as well. Because these are from
mm-hmm.
yellow letters. I do get pretty good responses from yellow letters.
Okay.
But
well,
I think they most of them are retail, you know, they want retail price.
Yeah, they're suspects.
Suspect.
Which we knew that was going to happen from the beginning, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. All right. Who on the telephone is talking to people about an agreement for sale? I want
Andrea here. I can
talk to me.
I can definitely talk about agreement for sale because that's 95% of what I do,
okay.
And that's basically what I offer people initially. And I never use the words agreement for sale either. When I'm talking to people, first of all, I target my audience. I target houses that are vacant. In terms of, it'll say maybe on the Kijiji ad, you know, immediate possession, house is vacant, something like that. Or if it's been a rental property and, you know, they're having trouble, the landlord isn't very good and he's having trouble with his tenants, those sorts of people. Those I like to target because the mortgage is already there in place. And I just tell people, you know what, if you want me to help you out, I'm going to take over all your mortgage payments and the taxes, insurance, and all the maintenance on the house, and you don't have to worry about it anymore, and I'll just take over it for you. And, you know, if they want more information, I just say, well, I do the purchase and sale agreement, which is the same one that all the realtors use, and there's just one extra page that covers your financing. Goes to the lawyer's office, and it's done.
That's very good.
Well, Andrea knows what to say. Ron, I mean, she follows our scripts and the closing calls because I tend to talk too much, too.
Yes, you do.
And oh, thank you. Thank you for chiming in so quickly with that one.
All right. Andrea.
But you follow the right, you know, if you say the right words, it's a huge part of closing these deals, for sure.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to come, and that's exactly what I want to talk about, what Andrea learned there. Now, remember, she's been at it a year, but she learned that what comes out of her mouth determines what goes into her bank account. She's learned not to use the big words that nobody understands, and she's learned to be quick and as simple as possible and not talk too much. And it's just so easy to yak, and try to explain what an agreement for sale is. And what you said is dead on. The words agreement for sale never come out of your mouth. Then you don't have to explain what they are. I'll take over your debt. And then if they keep pushing you, it's real simple. We do a lawyer does a document, and I start making payments when you and I agree. And when I cash out sometime in the future, your debt gets paid off, and you get the rest of your equity.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it. So we can talk ourselves right out of a deal by creating issues. So all of you practice on that. Go ahead.
One other question I like to ask people, Ron, is if they're selling their house, so if I'm calling a FSBO and they're selling their house and I ask them, you know, the question, why are they moving or why are they selling? And they say, well, I want to upgrade to another house. Then I can quickly say, so do you need all your equity from your house for the new one? And they say yes, and I cut it short right there because I know that they're not the person I'm looking for. I'm not going to waste any time.
Very good.
They need that money for the next house, so move on.
So I'd carry that one step further and say, so if you don't sell this house, you can't buy another house. Is that it? All right. Well,
right.
Listen, you know, it's nothing I can do for you because I cannot pay you 100% of the value of your house and pay it in cash. So
the only caveat on that is if you have a house that's perfect for them that you can sell them, that you have in your backlog, because then you can do sort of a double deal there.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
All right. That's I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad we covered that because that is a weakness for anybody that is asking about the agreement for sale. But, guys, I'm going to tell you something. It's no different than down here in the States. You're only going to get a small percentage of them to agree to agreement for sale only because only a small percentage of them would own or finance. It really don't have anything to do with the agreement for sale. Down here in the States, we take over debt subject to, whereas you're going to use the agreement for sale to take over the debt, but it's just the difference in the documents. In fact, they're a lot better off with the agreement for sale than they are selling to us subject to down here because they have an instrument that they can foreclose on if we don't pay. Plus, they have an instrument that'll wash out the debt. In other words, they have an agreement that says they're receiving the same amount that they're paying, so if they want to go qualify again, that agreement will allow them to do that. I heard Andrea mention that she done a lot of her deals with the agreement for sale, and the reason is because she just decided to get the language down right and work with those who want to work with her. And Andrea, just for the record, did you have just as much flack about the agreement for sale in Alberta as these folks are getting in Toronto?
Actually, I've had the same lawyer for the 5 years I've lived in Red Deer, and I didn't get any flack from her at all. In fact, she's amazing, and she came up with my extra financing page. She personalized it, and I've sent it to all sorts of people. Brian and Lynette have it, and they've sent it to some of the other mentoring students, and it's so much easier because it's in plain English, and when you take it with your purchase and sales agreement, it says in plain English that I'm taking over their payments and what those payments are, and it makes it so much easier for the seller to understand. So I guess I just lucked out on my lawyer. I haven't had any problems at all.
Well, you haven't had a problem with a lawyer, but I was talking about the marketplace in general, understanding what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, you mean like from the naysayers, you mean?
Well, not just that, but the people you're dealing with, the sellers. Nobody knows what the heck you're talking about.
Well, that's why you don't use the words agreement for sale, but I've had really good... it's what I offer people first, and if they're not interested in it, I move on for the most part, unless there's a whole lot of equity and I can choose to buy it a different way. But
you still have the same market ignorance is what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of lawyers in my town who have no idea what an agreement for sale is. So you know what I did, Ron, is I asked my lawyer who I should send sellers to. And that's so I send all the sellers to one lawyer. So
Which,
to lawyers
yeah.
we've dealt with who will do the agreement for sale.
Which is a good idea, guys. You're going to have to ask Scott if he can recommend another lawyer, too. Aaron, have you actually asked him that yet?
Not specifically. He said there's, I'm sure we can find out, he said there's a bunch of lawyers in Oshawa who are familiar with agreements for sale.
Excellent. Could you take on that responsibility to see if you can get me a few more names, and if you do, I'll get them out to the other folks, and spread them out as much as you can, especially all over Toronto?
Sure.
Anybody,
Brian, we'll follow up with that for you with Aaron.
Yeah, please do. And, of course, you know, Andrea, that everybody's going to want that addendum you just described.
Yeah, Lynette has it.
I have it. I can send that to you, Ron.
All right, please do. And then, if
but
you
also
guys are...
look at how much easier Andrea's life has been since she found the right lawyer. It just makes your life so easy.
No question about it. No question about it. As you guys are discovering, that lawyer, that closing agent, will make or break your deals. So
another
it's just
thing,
another one of those things we got to get fixed along the way. Go ahead.
Another
Andrea.
Thing I do, Ron, is when I'm talking to people and I give them the legal documents, and if they want to use their own lawyer rather than the one that I'm recommending, I put on a sticky note on the contract that they're going to take to their lawyer's office, my lawyer's name and number, and say if they have any issues, not to call me, but to call my lawyer who can explain it to them. And that way, it's so much easier. Because, you know, at the beginning I had, you know, a seller calling me saying, well, my lawyer says this, that, and the other, and wanting me to respond to it. What a waste of time. Call my lawyer. Have the lawyers talk to it themselves and get it worked out.
Very good. Which means we have to have a lawyer to send them to.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good information. And I appreciate that. All right, guys. Is there any other issues that you want to deal with while we're on this call that might be a benefit to everyone else that we send this call to? None. Well, that's good.
We've answered everything.
All right. So, all right. Any questions before I get through here today? I mean, I think we've accomplished what we set out to do, but this is your chance to
Ron, we just got another testimonial letter from Toronto just this morning. That's why they're not on the call. They asked, can I share this or not? Do you have time?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. This is Vladimir and Elena, and they've only been in the program 8 weeks, and this is awesome. Now, don't forget, there's incredible deals. There's 7 different ways to buy and sell. This happens to be an option. They optioned the home for $825. They did their own appraisal, came in at $1.1 million, and they've already got a whole bunch of cash out buyers lined up. They haven't consummated the second end, but they did put it under contract on the front end.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Don't need too many of those a week.
Yeah, we're really excited for them. They just sent it this morning, or we would have had them on the call.
Plus, when you get an option deal, obviously that's just a ripe opportunity to build your buyer's list. You know, even if nobody buys it, you've got a whole bunch of people that are calling you to buy a property.
How many of you on this call right now have even thought about doing options like Lynette just described, especially on these higher-end houses? I mean, you live right there where they are. Anybody gone down that path yet? No?
Nope. Not yet.
Well, I bet you do. Especially when Vladimir gets a check for $200,000 and we rub it in your face, what do you think?
That's right, $200,000 on their first deal. How awesome is that?
You do one of those a month and you can kind of get hooked on it. So really, I mean, you know, there really isn't that much. The option is such a simple thing, guys. And in fact, if you go back to the Wolf's package, which you have, and you'll take a look at the part where we played the role, and I presented an option deal to a seller for you out on my back patio, you'll see it wasn't all that complicated.
Oh.
And if you can get over the couple sitting on the other end of the table.
Ron, that was right in your backyard. You actually opened up your home to us. That was so wonderful. It was so long ago, but that was nice.
Seriously, optioning this property, these properties are not hard. In fact, it is in some ways easier than buying them on an agreement for sale because the seller is not turning loose of ownership. You're not putting anybody in their house, and they are not at any risk.
Yep.
They option you the property, and you go find a buyer for it using your skills building buyer's list and finding buyers. and you make it very clear to them that their strike price is blank, and whatever you get above that, you're going to keep. And in fact, go back and watch my presentation on my back patio, and you see that's exactly what I did. And when you have that option agreement, you have a legal binding contract. So anytime you can get these higher-end properties from people who do not know how to sell them or don't want to sell them, which are most of the people you're going to run across, you have an opportunity to build in big spreads like that. There's a few things that you need to know. One, you do not want to get these things that need a bunch of rehab. They got to be in excellent sellable condition. And two, the seller's got to be cooperative with you, or you don't need to fight that battle. And three, you got to have access to sell the property. So your best targets are the big, beautiful vacant houses that are sitting there unsold. And those aren't difficult to find. So just put that in the back of your mind that this is something that I start to be looking at. And while you're on the telephone with people that are calling you on the higher-end houses, because you're going to start targeting them with your yellow letters and the like, all you're looking for is equity and a house in great condition, a cooperative seller. And, of course, I want it to be in a sellable area. And when you find enough spread, and, again, don't do these deals if there's not enough spread in them. If you're going to do a $1 million house, I want you to have at least $150,000 spread in it, or don't touch it, because you're not probably going to sell it for $1 million just because it is worth $1 million. You got to make sure you understand that you might have to sell it below market to get it moved. Therefore, you want to buy it well below market. But remember, everything is all cash. This is not a hard sale. Seller gets paid all cash. You get paid the difference above that. And you have every right to do that without a real estate license as soon as that option is signed. You have an equitable interest in it with the option.
Yes, and that's why they did a caveat to club the title. So.
Right.
And that's something you do if you feel like you have a problem or don't trust the seller. So all these opportunities available to you. So thank you for bringing that up. And, of course, you know I'm going to want that copy of that check as soon as we get it, right?
Absolutely. We just sent it a second ago.
And also, one more thing. The Wolfs and I and several other people are taking a cruise to Hawaii in September. And you guys are invited if you want to come. Now, this is not necessarily a seminar cruise, and you probably are not going to be able to write it off. But if you want to join us, and in fact, we're leaving from Vancouver on the 16th of September, and we're coming back on the 27th.
But we do have a seminar room available in the mornings on a few days.
Of which Brian's going to be doing seminars. So we're going to cruise the Hawaiian Islands. Make a note, that is... write down his email address if you're interested, and our travel agent gets you the information. Just tell him you want to go on our cruise. And that is kim@i-travelagent.com. kim@i-travelagent.com. And tell her we sent you. Okay. Anybody else have anything you want to comment on, question? Because we're about to the end of the call.
Hey, Ron, this is Steve Deuce.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ron. If I could, I just want to say something about assistance. I've got several people who have gotten an assistant, and when they get one assistant, then they'll stop. And I just kind of want to mention that you probably want to keep getting assistants, like having people to make calls, having three or four, and you're always looking, because sometimes you've got to go through two, three, or four of them to get a good one who's going to stay with you and not quit, because several people who have gotten one person, the person made calls for 2 days and then they would quit, and then we've got to start over looking for more assistance.
That's correct, and as clearly spelled out on that FSBO call, if you'll drag it down.
That FSBO call is awesome.
That's a good point.
He's absolutely right. One is a terrible number in any business. Okay, anybody else?
So, Ron, how often will you have this kind of call? Because this is very beneficial for everybody.
I don't know. This call, is, as I said in the front of it, was basically designed for us to get in the hands of all of the other folks. I think we're going to go ahead and send it to everybody in Canada just to try to hopefully inspire them a little bit, to let them know that they got to quit listening to all the doofuses trying to steal their dreams up there, and to let them know that there are people around them making money and overcoming the which, frankly, you're going to discover are very simple obstacles to overcome, and that there's a whole business. In fact, Jay Connor and I were discussing this earlier. Boy, if we were inclined to. We go up there and implement this agreement for sale and just kill them up there in your marketplace, because you got the whole marketplace to yourself, literally to yourself. It's kind of like the Gold Rush pioneer days of the old West. It's all yours, all for the taking. And you got such great opportunity up there. So I don't know. Every once in a while we will probably schedule something like this, but this one was kind of weird because I only invited the folks that we had testimonial letters from in the Ontario market. But rest assured that everybody who has gone through my training in Canada will have a chance to download this CD. So we're going to make you guys all famous.
Great.
All right. Well, with that said, we're right at the end of an hour, so I appreciate you guys tuning in today. And you will be hearing more from us, and make sure that we hear more from you when you get more deals coming. You guys are all just now at the beginning of your career, and you're getting your systems in place, and you're doing a great job. So I'm glad you got the mentors to guide you along, and I hope you keep going and turn this into a real bona fide business until you grow up and be just like Jay, doing seven figures annually. Profit from this little thing called real estate that you kind of accidentally stumbled into. So glad you're here, and glad to have you, and stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted with anything we're going on doing down here that will be of value to you. So thanks for being on the call, and thanks for all of our guest hosts for participating, Jay and the Wolves and Steve, and appreciate your efforts as well.
Thanks, you guys.
Great
Thank
to you. Be here, everybody.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.